Hey y'all, we are back at it again with another episode of Reese's Corner. I am your host, the one, the only, Reese. How y'all been this week? You know, y'all can tell me. I'm here to listen. Well, yeah, that was just so darn fantastic. But today I have a nice little show for y'all. It's amazing out here in these streets, I guess. I don't know. Y'all know how to hit me up on Instagram at fatgirl_fitness2. Yeah, believe it or not, my fat behind really do miss going to the gym. Like, I don't miss cardio. Nobody misses cardio. But I do miss lifting weights. Like, I miss it. Like, I miss my butterflies. I miss, you know, my leg presses. I miss my freestanding squats. I miss it, you know. Like, I miss my shoulder press, my donkey kicks, my glutes. Like, you know, I miss being in a gym. I miss all the hype. I miss everything. You know, I really, really, really want to lift weights. So if y'all know something or some stuff I can do at home to help me get, like, my weightlifting thing intact, then, you know, I will. Because, you know, I'm on my way to lifting the couch just so I can get my squats. Like, just so I can get my squats. But you can email me, Reese's Corner@gmail.com. Send your questions in for advice. That's like the last segment of the show. Tell me what you want to see happen next. Don't forget, I got a Patreon. Patreon.com/Reese's Corner. You got three options to buy in. The basic corner, the cute corner, and the plush corner. All at $3, $5, and $15 respectively. So, you know, I don't know. Y'all could just hit your girl up. Tell me you love me. Say hey. Let me know what you think. Am I doing good? Am I doing bad? If you think I'm doing good, send it to your friends. If you think I'm doing bad, send it to your friends so that y'all could talk about me together, because that's what I would do with my friends. I'd be like, girl, listen to this podcast because it sucks. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, no more small talk. Let's get right into the show. So this is the first segment. It is called Spaced Out. It is my mental health check-in segment because, you know, I am a mental health advocate. I believe mental health is important. And since we just checking in and I'm just letting y'all know how I feel, yeah. COVID-19 has given me the flux, okay? Last week, I was excited for this impromptu vacation. This week, y'all, I ugly cried. And I'm not talking about, like, oh my God. I'm talking about, like, my voice went to a whole, like, different octave. It was loud. It was obnoxious. It was ridiculous. But I guess, you know, it was what I needed. Crying is good for the soul. I don't care what people tell you. It is okay to cry. It is okay to be a, as my mama call it, a waterhead. It's okay to cleanse yourself. Like, I used to watch Love and Basketball, y'all, because this is how corny I am. I used to watch Love and Basketball just so I could cry at the end, because it was like, you know, all my frustration, all my anger, it's time for a real good cry. Like, it's time for a good cry. And I don't think that the last time I cried like this was when my daddy died. But before then, the last time I think I cried like this was on the Best Man holiday. I wasn't ready. I'm just gonna tell you, like, everybody had told me, but I just wasn't ready. Like, I didn't even go to the movies to sit down and see it. Like, I was such a punk that I stayed at the house and watched it on my laptop. But I promise, like, y'all, I had to pause it and cry. Like, I just cried so ugly. And it made me just reflect on stuff. But, you know, that's neither here or there. It is. It is. It's everywhere. But tears are cleansing. Tears are healing. Protect your heart. Protect your mental space. You know, if the tears are going to be everything you need to make it through, then cry. If you feel like they are a sign of weakness and you can't show any weakness at the moment, then wait to cry. Go home and cry. Cry in the car, okay? Because you need to, you know, burn your candle, write your letter, get all your anger out, get all your frustration out, everything that's going on in your life. And once it is all lit up and it is all aflame, you take those ashes, you take them to the bathroom, you turn on the faucet and you flush them, and you just let it go. Cleanse yourself, cleanse your personal space. Because I'm telling you, like, it's due for a cleansing. I'm due for another cleansing. That ugly cry was just the beginning of a cleansing, but I'm due for a cleansing. It's week two of lockdown, and I'm on breakdown number one. So if I don't find me a hobby or a job or something to do, I'm probably gonna be on breakdown number two by the end of this week. So somebody find me something to do. Find me a boyfriend. Give me some emails to read. Do something. Help me. Okay? Because at this point, I'll take it. I'll take whatever. Not whatever, but, you know, I'll take just about anything. So, I mean, and if you're going to find me a boyfriend, I'm not being picky, because I already know that he going to be ugly, because they all ugly, the single ones. Or they just got something wrong with them. More than likely, they ugly. But, you know, I'm not even going to trip over that, because ugly dudes take care of you. And as long as I'm taken care of and as long as I feel secure, then I'm fine, you know? My only rule, like, the only thing, is before you drop him into my Instagram or into my email, make sure you ask him if he eats with a fork. That is so important. And y'all might be like, what? But y'all, I had an ex-boyfriend. He took me out to eat for a date. He took me to IHOP. Now, I don't have a problem with IHOP. I love IHOP because I love breakfast food. Like, I love me some breakfast. I can eat pancakes and eggs all day long. Okay, but homeboy put butter and syrup on his pancakes and then just bypassed the fork altogether. And he ate it with his hands and then he licked his fingers, and I was like, what's going on? Like, excuse me? So you are 30 what? And you eating with your hands at a restaurant in public? where everybody can see you? Why you with me? Oh, yeah, he made me reevaluate everything that I thought I knew about him and that I thought I knew about dating, because obviously you got to treat some of these men like toddlers. Like, some of them have to be treated like toddlers. So from now on, I require that all men must eat with a fork, okay? If you do not have a fork one will be provided for you from my purse, wrapped up in plastic, because I'm not playing no games, okay? But I just feel like, back to the subject, back to my mental health space, like, I feel like I did need that cry. I felt like it was everything that I need. I got it out. I'm back to normal. COVID-19. You count your fucking days, bitch, okay? Because now I'm behind on everything. I'm back to where I was 6 months ago. Like, this episode almost didn't get done, but it got done because I just refused. So y'all, somebody, anybody, send help. I mean, we can text. I need a texting buddy, even though I don't text my friends back now. But, you know, I mean, who knows? It may be different if it's a dude, you know? So maybe I need a guy to text. Hint, hint, wink, wink. But y'all, send your friends my way. Shawty swing my way. Oh, look good to me. Now would you please swing my way? Shawty swing my way. Swing it over here, shout it. Shawty swing my way. Okay. But what else? Send them to my Instagram. But let's get into the topic of the day. Okay, y'all, so the topic of the day is, y'all like my drum, long distance relationships. Are they possible? Or is it just like a no for you? Like, that's gonna be a no for me, dog. You know, like, how about no? Like, could long distance relationships actually work? For me, it's gonna be a no. And I say no only because I have my own insecurities. But like, what about the people who like affection? You know, like, they like to be rubbed, and they like to hold hands, and they like to kiss and cuddle. You know, like, what about those people? Like, what happens to those people who are in relationships? Could they sustain a long distance relationship if they don't have that cuddling and that compassion and that form of intimacy? Personally, I've never been the type to like to be touched. Like, having somebody rub on my back, unless it's a massage, but just like having somebody like touch me and like invade my personal space, just is, it gives me the heebie-jeebies, and like, it makes my skin crawl. Like, just having somebody, like, if I'm holding your hand and then you take your finger, like your thumb, and you start rubbing, like rubbing the back of my hand with your thumb, like, oh, ooh. Like, y'all just don't understand how much that just made my skin crawl. Like, just that thought, just like, it just really just, I just don't understand how people can do that. Like, and I was in, and oh my god, like, let me tell y'all. Okay, so I'm not gonna tell y'all where I was, cause y'all probably would judge me. But so it was a couple in front of me, and the boyfriend was just like all in the girlfriend's personal space. Like, literally, he had, like, his shoulder, his right shoulder was behind her left shoulder. And, like, he had his hand around her waist. And, like, he kept rubbing, like, his hand up and down her back. And I was just like, why is that not driving her crazy? Like, that would, I would go nuts for, like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. But that's, oh, that just made, like, oh, that irked me. As you can tell, I was really disturbed by it. I'm really disturbed by just closeness, really. Unless, you know, I mean, there are times when closeness is needed. There are times when closeness is wanted, but for the place that we were in, baby, all of that closeness, borderline possessiveness to me was not needed. It was actually like an overkill. But I digress. Again, I love getting off the topic, don't I, girls? I love it. But I will say this. I have a problem that, like, I'm just not all about, like, not touching and rubbing. Because if they got a hairy chest, and ooh, I loves me some hair on the chest. Like, I don't know why, but I loves it. Like, it is so soothing to, like, rub my hand across his chest. Because something about the hairs touching, like, the nerve endings, just fall asleep instantly, baby. Like, you know, that's my ASMR. Like, just to know I'm doing it right now. Like, I don't even have hair on my chest today. But I'm just doing it, like, right now. You know, like, I just love it. It's something about it. And so, the long distance relationship thing, like, the reason this is a subject today is because I was thinking about it. Like, I was on the Little Blue app, but again, because it controls my life just a tad, and there was this guy that I saw. Like, you know, I'm not gonna run down his credentials, but at the time I didn't think he was my match. Like, I didn't think he was a good match for me. He had too much going on for me at the time. How about I say that? And so now I look back at him and nothing has changed. He's still the same person, which means that then he was genuine and I liked that. But it had me thinking, like, could we start a long distance relationship? Could I be in a long distance relationship with this person? And even though, like, we're two states away, I'm not gonna tell you right or left, but we're two states away. It's not a long drive for either of us. But could we start a relationship and it be long distance? Relationships are hard in general. Like, you're learning how to mesh with somebody depending on how you're dating. Like, are you dating for marriage, or are you dating just to buy time? Are you dating because you're lonely? You know, what is it that you're dating for? Because some people are habitual daters. Some people don't believe in, you know, friends with benefits. Some people be like, ugh, I gotta have a girlfriend because I gotta have somebody to spend my time with. And those are people that you are well within your right to do that. But some of us are dating for marriage. So, you know, you learning how your relationship, how your personalities will mesh. You know, he's a Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn, just so you know. Best sign in the world. I'm a Capricorn. He a Scorpio. I don't know if he's really a Scorpio. You know, could our stubbornness, could it just like kill a relationship? Could his need to be a fighter and not like Muhammad Ali fight, but like, you know, just an arguer, not mesh well with my need to argue? Because I don't have to argue. I hate arguing. Like, ugh, because I can't go to sleep mad. And if I can't go to sleep mad, and if I can't go to sleep, then I'm going to be mad because I can't sleep. So now I'm mad at you, and then I'm mad at you because I can't sleep. So now I'm going to want to punch you and murder you in your sleep. And then I'm going to try to think about how I can get away with it. You know, it's just, I just don't like to be mad going to sleep. But then it's like you got to get to learn this person. What are his likes? What are his dislikes? You know, if he say call me and you don't call me, or if he say call me when you get there and you don't call him when you get there, like, is he just gone? Brush it under the rug, send you a text message like, hey, just want to check on you. You know, I told you to call me, but you didn't. Or is he going to be like, why the bleep, 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 then you call me and you had me worried and blah, 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 blah. You know, is that what kind of person you're getting? So relationships are hard. Distance makes it even harder, especially if you're one of those persons who just got to be in close proximity. So that's why I said no. That's why I don't feel like long distance relationships can work. Again, I got issues. My insecurities is, I'm just going to be honest. Trust issues. I got trust issues. If I can't see you, then I don't trust you. However, the people that I could see that did not make it any better, they were still trash. Hence why they're ex-boyfriends. But you know, like, we got all this technology in the world, and you could make it work if you try hard enough. 'Cause we got all this technology, FaceTime, video calling, Duo, Hangouts. You know, you could old school go to sleep talking to each other on the phone. I mean, it's so many ways to make it work. Yes. But there are also catfishes out there. And I'm just telling y'all, like, he could be over here saying, oh, I'm 6'2", light skin, brown eyes, athletic build. And then y'all finally meet and he 4'10", missing two teeth, got midget arms. Like, I just don't, that I don't have time for. So like, I got trust issues, but my own insecurities shouldn't stop anybody from, you know, pursuing a relationship with somebody who they think they can make it work with. Like, who am I to say? And as far as if you are already in a relationship and y'all have to like be long distance because of a job or, you know, some type of situation that made y'all be long distance, I don't know. Now that depends on the dynamic of your relationship. Like, who were y'all in a relationship? Who were y'all before the relationship? Like, what did you take away from the relationship? Did you become a better person? Are you a worse person? You know, like, what was your glow up out of the relationship? But then, like I said, you know, if you know you got somebody and you want to make it work, there are ways to make it work, you know? There are adult shops around here. You can go find you some toys Y'all can do some video calls. Y'all can do phone sex. Y'all can do, you know, like surprises at work, edible arrangements, flowers. You know, you can send him his favorite video game, send him his favorite sex toy. You know, like, it just depends. Keep it spicy. I guess it all just depends on the dynamic of the relationship. But could I start a relationship long distance with somebody that I didn't know? Definitely not. Could I be in a relationship long distance with somebody that I have been in a relationship with, who I trust, who I feel like is worth pursuing a relationship? Yes. We may have to take a short break. But yes. Because I will have to get like a tracking device, a low jack. My mans would need like a chastity belt. All the things to make sure that like he stay on lockdown, because y'all, it's just so hard. It's so hard out here. Like, it's so hard being in a relationship. Then like you going at distance to it. Like, ugh. Ugh. But I had one long distance relationship. One. Could we make it work? No. Why couldn't we make it work? He was a thought. And back then, I was a thought as well. So as long as he ain't asked no questions, I ain't asked no questions. So we made it. I guess we did make it work. But could I be in a long distance relationship with him now, knowing what I know about who I am as a person and about what I want in life? No. Could we be in a relationship? I would hope that we could, but long distance, no. Mm-mm. It just wouldn't be possible. But I would love to hear from y'all. You know, are you in a long distance relationship? Do you know somebody in a long distance relationship? I feel like I sound like the end of a Maury show. Are you or someone you know in a long distance relationship and would like to be a guest on our show? If so, give us a call toll free at blah 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 blah. That's how I feel right now. But for real though, if you are in a long distance relationship, tell me how you make it work. Give me some advice, because in this area I am not the expert. Trust me. In relationships, period, I'm not the expert. Y'all, I need y'all to say a prayer for me on this relationship tip, because in the words of Rose from the Titanic, it's been 86 years since. Girl, ooh, my last relationship was 1, 2, Carrie. About 6 years ago? No. What's this? 2020? 2020. About 4 years ago. That was my last relationship. 4 years ago. So obviously, at this point in my life, I could not make nothing last long distance. But, you know, it's 4 years hiatus from caring about somebody. It could be a reason why I'm single. It could be a reason why I enjoy my singleness too. But anyhow, Instagram, hit me up at fatgirl_fitness2. email reeseyscorner@gmail.com. Tell me how y'all doing. Tell me about the relationships. Just tell me. Just help me out, okay? And now, let me give y'all a little bit of advice. Okay, so this is the advice-ish segment of the show. And again, if y'all want my advice or the lack thereof on anything that you're going through, Instagram, email, y'all know it. I know y'all get tired of me saying it, but y'all know it. Today's question comes from Mr. M. And Mr. M asked, how do you tell someone that you don't need their help after they already volunteer their services? Y'all, today I'm gonna prove that the advice that I give is trash and it ain't no damn good. So, Mr. M, in reply to that, I'll say, I don't know. Maybe you don't want to be mean, or maybe you don't want to be rude. But I don't know. I really and truly don't. You know, I know you just be want to be like, go home. Like, go home, Roger. Like, I didn't ask for your help. But that's rude, ain't it? So I guess with, you know, all this COVID-19, you could just be like, look, family, I think we should practice some social distancing during this time. I really think I got it on my own. And you don't really have to help. But if they are persistent and they just will not give up, then I guess you just take the help. Like, just take the help. Look, more hands make light work. But then if it start getting like too bossy or they start getting lazy, then you tell them you go home and you just be like, look, I got this from here. Like, I don't need you. I don't need it. I got it. Please, dear Jesus, I got it. So, I hope that helps. I mean, I guess that wasn't really that bad of advice. I guess, right? It wasn't that bad. I give myself a pat on the back for that one. 3 stars. 3 stars. Okay, that was some 3-star advice. But I really would love to know if any of this advice that I'm giving out, if it's really helping. Like, do you take something from it? Like bits and pieces? Do you see the nuggets of wisdom in there somewhere? Or is it just not working at all? Like, should I just, like, not cut it? Just cut this segment out, just all together. Yeah, just let me know. Yeah? Just write it down. Slip it to me in my inbox. You know, leave it in my mailbox. But I would love the feedback. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. That is the end of the episode. If this is your first episode, make sure you go back and check out episodes 1 and 2. I drop episodes every Sunday morning to get you through. Be on the lookout for my next project with my gal pal. I love her so much. So, y'all, if y'all think I'm low-key funny, wait till you get with me and her. Like, we just low key funny, just all the way around. But be on the lookout for that. And I do want to say, as I am wrapping up today's show, it was nice being with y'all today. I hope y'all enjoyed your time. Thank you for letting me take a chunk out of your time. I don't need much, you know, I just need a little bit of love. Just a little bit of love. I need love. While I'm alone in my room, I hear my conscience cop. Okay. That is what I love to do. One day we're going to play a game where we're going to see how many songs I can incorporate into an episode. Ooh, because I can get y'all. But don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or on the podcast website. It is Reese's-podcast.simplecast.com. That's just something. Everything is right there in one place. You can get to my Instagram from there. You can get to my Twitter from there. You can get to my Patreon from there. And Patreon is up and running. If you guys want to support the show, it will be greatly appreciated, especially during Corona quarantine. Okay. I ain't gonna say I need funds, but if y'all don't want me to ugly cry again, some type of funds would be nice. You know, y'all could sit in a little basic corner with me, because that's pretty much what my corner is. I got a basic corner because I'm not lavish. But you can get your basic corner at $3 a month, a cute corner at $5 a month, or you could be plush and lavished out at $15 a month. New features coming very soon. Trying to get this up and running, trying to keep this thing going. I got some stuff in the works, and I just wanted to let y'all know that y'all make my day. Y'all really, really, really do. This, I really didn't think I was gonna be able to get this episode recorded today, but here I am, sitting up, looking ugly, locks all messed up. Oh, but it is what it is. Tell your friends about me. Listen to me on your days off. Share it with the world. Even if you don't like me, share me with the world, you know, because the world just needs to hear Reese and everything that she has to say. Because I'm that bitch. I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, because that's what you're going to call me. Okay, anyway. So, next week, I'm going to do a little thing. I'm doing things. Next week, I'm doing things a little different. I am actually doing my book club segment, right? So, the book club is basically... it's just what it sounds like. You guys can read a book with me. Usually it doesn't take me long to read a book, but you can read a book with me, and that is a train. As I am recording, I am so sorry, y'all. Free sound effects, you know, royalty free sound effects. But the title of the book that I will be reviewing for the next episode, and probably next episode I'm gonna give y'all the new book so y'all can have like a month to read it too. So the title of this book is going to be Queenie, and it's written by Candace Cardi Williams, and I know for sure that it's in print, and I'm pretty sure that it's on like Kindle, and you could probably get the ebook of it and everything. But I told y'all this was gonna be a nerdy space, okay? This is my nerdy space. So if you want to pick it up and you want to read it with me, please do tweet me when you get it. Text me. No, not text me, because, you know, I'm not giving out my telephone number. Tweet, Facebook, at totallylovingme.com. Check out all this other good stuff. Ugh, I just got so much stuff going on in my head, y'all. One day, I'm going to get my brain organized and, like, file order. But today won't be that day. So, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, podcast website, look me up. Let me know what y'all think. Live chats with me, I think, for this book club. But until next Sunday, y'all.